Serenity here in her senior year. First race of her senior year was a first-place finish there in Great Bend. How do you feel like you ran last week there in Great Bend? I mean, obviously good enough to take first, but how do you feel like you ran personally?
I was struggling, actually. I wasn't expecting to win. I was halfway through that race, and I was like, oh, my gosh. If I walk, I'm going to be dead. Like, the ones will be so mad at me. But I just had a voice inside my head. It just said, like, keep hanging on to them. They have a really fast freshman this year, so I was right behind Amelia and her. They took out pretty strong, but I kept my distance, and I slowly worked my way up there. And then last half mile, I caught up to Amelia, and I just took off for the finish line, and I was like, wow.
What was it like seeing so many Great Bend runners right around you? Because, you know, they finished five out of the top six besides you were all Great Bend.
Okay, so funny part, I didn't see that. As soon as I finished, I sat down, waited for Amelia. I went to go check on her because she wasn't feeling good. I turned around, I saw my two teammates finish, Norma and Ashley, and then I wasn't aware that there was that huge herd in between us until the awards meeting, and I was like, oh, nice. But that's what I really, that really inspires me from the Great Bend team is that they always have had that strong pack, you know.
What was it like? You mentioned Amelia from Great Bend. You guys are both seniors. I'm sure you've ran side by side for several years. What has that been like?
Since seventh grade, I mean, we've always been pushing each other throughout cross country and track. She's really good competition. Like, I love running against her. It was a little bit overwhelming when we first finished. She was like, we're seniors, and we cried for like a couple minutes. But yeah, I just love, like, she's just very friendly competition. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you're a senior? I mean, obviously it's going to be gone before you know it. So take every meet, you know, you can't take every meet for granted, but how did it feel to get that first one under your belt your senior year with coming out on top?
Honestly, I'm really impressed with myself because I was like, I ran really good. I was really good mentally there. I was really aware. That was the number one thing was I was really aware in my race. I felt like I was able to control the meet and not the meet, you know, control me. Right. So I'm really hoping that that's how the rest of my season goes. So,
what is there anything in particular you're trying to work on here as your senior year progresses?
Stay relaxed during a race. I really want to go underneath 19. Another goal I have is to be at my peak at state. Mm-hmm. So.
You went 20:27 last week, so you feel like you can definitely get it down to 19?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
What are you looking forward to in Texas this week? You've ran there before, there in Perryton. What do you remember about the course?
The hill. The really big hill. That's what I remember. Very hot. But I'm very excited because it is a two-mile race. It's the only shot we have at possibly going for the record. I talked to Lenz about that. We don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try to shoot for it. So,
Is that pretty cool running against, you know, other states? Because here in Kansas, you're mainly just running against Kansas teams. But going down there to Texas, especially in that portion of Texas, you're able to see, you know, Oklahoma, Colorado, New Mexico schools. How is that pretty cool to run against all those different states?
It is. I also look online at other times from different states, and it kind of gives me a perspective, like, in person to see how they run. And, yeah.
Walk me through a race at the beginning. Once the gun goes off, is there you maybe try to stay in a pack, especially once, you know, you front runners get up in the front, you guys kind of just stay together, and then at what point do you really turn on the jets and go towards the finish?
Usually I try to have Daisy and Norma stay with me. Starting from last year, kind of like mid-season, I kind of learned to take out faster. I do that during my speed workouts too, stay out or take out faster. I try to really stick with the person in first or second, like with that lead group. That's the main key is stick with them, get a pace, and then probably like midway to a quarter left, just go. Take off, see what you can do, and try to finish it off. So.
All right, Serenity, great to see you again, and good luck Saturday as well as the rest of your senior year.
Awesome, thank you.